Hello, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting to order for the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, how are you? Will you do me a favor, please, and call roll?
Thomas McCracken.
Present.
Tom Dyckhoff.
Present.
Anthony Brunner. Absent. Sarah Dimmitt. Absent. Dave Papalotto.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
Yvonne Whitaker.
Present.
Boye Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Moving right along. Next up is the approval of minutes from October 18th, 2023. Any changes, suggestions, motions would say?
Chairman, I'll make a motion that we go on and accept the minutes as submitted.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Either or none. Mr. Wicklund, are we still doing a roll call and everything?
We got it.
Absolutely.
Well, since Anthony's not here, you got everyone here.
Well, let's do it anyway.
That's fine.
Affirmative.
Tom Dyckhoff.
Yes.
Dave Papalotto.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Yvonne Whitaker.
Yes.
Boye Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, Chairman's report. First off, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. 61 degrees in the region, gotta like it. It's a $275 million man-made flood control project. But if you don't do the maintenance every time that it needs to be done and have a proactive plan for it, you're dealing with Mother Nature and making sure something like what happened in 2008 doesn't happen again. Like I said, it's Mother Nature, so if you do get 10 gallons of water for your 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be an issue. However, we're far better prepared than we are today than we were in September of 2008. It's an economic development project to which happens every year, putting $4 million into the community by not requiring mandatory flood insurance on mortgages covered by the government. A lot more to say, but the program is that we're a lot better off than we were before. We're collaboratively working with everybody within the Little Cal watershed to make sure things like that never happen again. All right, Mr. Repay, we have claims for November 2023. We need a motion before you can talk about it. What say you, gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we approve the claims for November 2023 in the amount of $520,768.22.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
As a discussion, Mr. Repay.
Clearly the largest, welcome to the November meeting. Clearly the largest claim is $202,000 for Wiltshire. That is the completion and complete cutting back of blockages and removal of trees that were leaning into the Hart's Ditch. That will be the last time we will likely have to do that before we go ahead and upgrade and do the stabilization work. So that will be it, unless some tree falls down in the next storm, which hopefully will not occur. Our quarterly payment to USPS for all the gauges that we have is $25,110. And then we used the Marshmaster from the Maryville Stormwater to help knock down the Phragmites and other grasses and trees off of Kennedy Avenue. So we had a better view and our surveyors could get in there. That was $10,000. We've got two tree grants, one from the town of Dyer for $14,155, and then one from Crown Point for $7,926, and then North Township for $10,000. So that's three of them. And then we have our normal payment to the reimbursement for the Hammond Sanitary District as a part of our interlocal agreement. That's for $10,578. I think that's about what you're going to get. If you have certain questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions for the executive director? Either none. We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas.
Affirmative.
Tom Dyckhoff.
Yes.
Dave Papalotto.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Yvonne Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Paying the bills. Next up, Mr. Repay, executive director report. What's going on in the field?
What's that?
Cutting grass?
We are cutting grass, believe it or not. We started cutting grass Monday.
In November.
Just because, as you mentioned, it's a beautiful day. The grass was growing, and our inspections from the Army Corps begin in April. So When you get into March and such, it could get a little bit dicey, and we do not want to be cited for high vegetation. And so we are taking a final run through it. And hopefully they can get down deeper into some areas where it's dry before the weather changes sometime next week. We are in the process of going through over 100 parcels that we got from the commissioner's office for debt tax delinquents. These main parcels are mainly located near the levee or near large tributaries such as Deep River. In this case, most of them worked on Deep River. There is no hunting this year. In past, we've allowed hunting on the levee as a state property. We're allowed, and as a private owner, landowner, we could. We have notified everyone. We are not doing hunting this year. We're going to employ some security measures and some off-duty police officers to enforce that, since DNR is a little bit short.
How do you inform hunters?
Well, they all email us, and we email them.
Oh, we're asking for rights.
Right, and so we email them out. So we've sent emails out. We've posted it on our website for the last 6 months. We've let everyone know that we could possibly know, even DNR, because DNR sometimes asks us if they would like to do it. And we've told everyone, absolutely not. Even if they knew my dad or if they knew who's my brother, it doesn't matter. No one's getting permission. So it's a safety issue. We have a lot of contractors out there. This Saturday, we'll also have, we're going to have a cleanup, for, Isaac Street between Grant and Clark. So we've got Isaac Walton out there. We're going to provide the dumpster. You're going to have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. I mean, it's just not a good
place. But we've done a lot of work with regards to the mitigation. So there's all fresh plantings out there.
We spent about $500,000. We've got 6 brand new swans out there. We've got a couple eagles.
Is there a swan update?
Yeah, they're still there. And I saw them all fly, so that's a good thing. So we're making progress with the Army Corps Administrative and Real Estate closeout. They were hoping to get me a letter today. That didn't happen. However, I still have faith that it will be here soon. We have notified them that if we need to inquire and pursue Dawson, we are ready to do that. Currently, we have 5 new applications for funding from different communities. We will meet as an advisory board in December. More than likely come to this board either in January or February. I've enclosed the report for the 2-stage ditch from the town of Dyer and their stormwater board. They have not decided which route they want to do. There are multiple choices that they can go after, and we will put that on our websites for everyone to view if they like. We are in the midst of processing a Ready2 grant, which is a grant that is coming from the state of Indiana that is administered by the Northwest Indiana Forum for outstanding projects and projects that are considered transformational. We believe that is the case for Kennedy Avenue, not to mention it's the weakest spot in the system. So we'll hopefully be successful with that, as well as we're preparing plans for to removing the good old Kennedy Avenue sandbar that has built up over the years. And we're still working on plans. We have a meeting with the Corps next week scheduled for the folks from the regulatory, and hopefully we get to go ahead for that. We're doing as well as the Burke study for Deep River, Turkey Creek, Big Beaver Dam Ditch. That's progressing. MLK culvert replacement, that is progressing. Sarvin Woods is on its final phase. I was out there yesterday taking pictures. And they're working to finish that. Well, the season is still good. Schoon Ditch, we plan on clearing some of the dead and dying trees, as well as Katie Marsh Ditch. I have a meeting with NDOT about the takeover of 2 pump stations regarding Kennedy Avenue and NDOT. Kennedy Avenue and NDOT Boulevard. And then we've been working to deal with the Lomar proposal. And then we have a situation on a private property out in Hobart that is holding back some considerable water with a beaver dam that's probably 4 feet tall and 100 feet long. So that is a quick synapse of what's happening here.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Repan? What's going on in the field?
Wow.
Okay. Moving right along, other issues, new business.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement with Western Engineering for Georgia Street, recently known by Malcolm X Street, for a levee design in the amount not to exceed $62,000. And this motion is subject to final draft and approval by attorney, executive director, and the chair.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a motion and a second. Mr. Repay.
This is an area that was identified over years of when it's over tops, when there's a large rain event. And one of their best ideas is to build a berm to hold back the water that's actually being held in a detention pond that's located southeast of Carver School.
This is not by the mitigation area, is it?
Nope, it's across the street from mitigation.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is there any questions? We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Tom Benedict.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. This is great. Moving right along, statements to the board from the floor. My favorite part. If you'd like to help us, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, and let's do it. Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing? Gary Lee from 5997 West 30th Avenue in Gary. Let me get a little bit organized here, maybe.
Yeah, look at that folder.
You got a 1 minute limit tonight.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I guess I'll just go right into the DLC study that you folks commissioned and paid for. You seem to put a lot of weight on that study. And I'd like to point out a few things. When the preliminary report came out, I had a series of questions that I emailed in to you folks, and as to date, nobody's responded to those. When the final report came out, I have another email that I sent in to you asking a series of questions about the final report. As to date, those have remained unanswered. I would like to point out some things that I know about the DLZ study that I don't know if you are aware of, or maybe you are, maybe you aren't. This DLZ study was so severely limited in its scope that their conclusion, their recommendation, could be nothing but short of what should be applied to the ditch behind my house. I say that because I specifically asked Natalie Mazon, when she was out, if she was looking at the lost cover, which is noted now by Wolverine and has arisen to a safety issue, and the loss of the shoulders and receding of both slopes on the north and the south side. Her response was, no. That's not something we're looking at. We're only looking at the flow or seepage of water from the Lillikaimut River into the ditch. So if that study is so limited in its scope and they're not even looking at the concerns that I've had and expressed to this commission, I don't understand why every time I bring up something, the DLZ report, which is a flawed report, is this commission's response. Now, I have put a proposal in, put a concrete tile in, and subsequently to substitute out the concrete tile and use a double-walled corrugated plastic drainage tube. Place that tube on top of the concrete and then backfill over the top of it. The question or response I hear quite a bit about is upstream problems. I don't know who's raising that concern. I don't know exactly what you mean by upstream problems, but I assume it is failure of capacity of that tile handle the water coming from upstream. Okay, so if you want to know whether that tile can handle that drainage from upstream, the only thing you have to do is look at the two intake points of the ditch by my house. One is located alongside Colfax Street at 29th. That is an 18-inch tube. If you go about 100 yards west of that tube, there is another intake point into the ditch. That's the only two intake points that that ditch has, other than the groundwater seeped, which is what's causing the problem.
We're familiar with the project, Mr. Lee. We know all about the area.
Okay.
I hear you.
So I can't tell you what that tube west of Colfax size is, because it's so overgrown with Phragmites, I can't get down there to see what size that tube is. But if you add those two intake points together, that's the size of the drainage tube that should be placed in that ditch. And if you place that in that ditch, then you can backfill over that tube and solve the cover problem that Wolverine has now brought up.
And duly noted.
It is a safety issue.
And with Wolverine. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying what Wolverine told me when I called them and spoke to them was that their problem is they've lost cover, which the DLC's tell you, which Dave and I have been telling you from the day we walked in here, that's what's happening there. The DLZ study did not look at that.
Okay. Well, there's more than one thing going on, but I hear you.
Okay. So
is there anything else?
Well, yeah. Let's go to your swans for a moment. Okay. Now, I will read to you part of an email. Oh, and by the way, anybody that thinks that DLZ's recommendation of a filter berm will work, I will pull up this set of pictures that I took of points in your project where that same thing, the filter berm system, was applied and is now today failing. The DLZ's recommendation for a filter berm will not work.
You mentioned it was flawed. I got that already.
Okay. Now, I had a correspondence with Rolando Gonzalez. He's a code enforcement officer with the city of Gary. Now, the portion of the email that I'm going to read to you applies to the pump station, I believe you consider to be Grant East, and a hazmat situation that I noted to Rolando. And I will read this to you and my response to him.
Is it very long?
Is it long? It's long enough.
All right.
I'll
let you talk, but it's not going to be for an hour.
Yeah, it won't take me an hour to read this. That's
all right. I'm just pointing that out.
Okay. So you have, I said to him, and I've worked with him on other issues, a hazmat situation, and I noted it, Grant East. And he came back and he asked me to expand on that. So here's my expansion on that. And I noted to him, one is spillage, which can occur from on-site repair shops and fuel islands. What I'm referring to there is the oil and diesel fuel that's being pumped through your pump station into the Little Calumet River. This incident, although extraordinary, is recurring. The other is the daily parking of hundreds or thousands of trucks which leak oil and some diesel each and every time they're on the parking lot. This type is intrinsic to truck stop operation as it washed into the Little Calumet River via pump stations with each rain event. Now, although this was directed at Grant East, if you look at Grant West, you will also see at the discharge of that pump station, the riprap that's below that fully saturated with oil, with an oil slick that's been pumped off of the low truck stop. Off the backside of that, there is another pump station that handles the wash that comes off of the Loves truck stop parking lot and pumps that oil and diesel fuel into, I assume we call that Grand Street Marsh there. As winter approaches, the swans that you placed in there, their movement will be restricted to open water. Part of that is a predatory response. Part of that is their feeding habits. Now, your pump station at Grant West is pumping diesel fuel and oil into that limited compartment because as it gets colder, ice encroaches from the edges and restricts the swan's movements or any water valve that happens to be in that particular space. So you're pumping diesel fuel and oil, either if there's an extraordinary...
You're making it sound like we're pumping it on a purpose.
No.
Okay, well, that's sure what sounds
I'm
like
I'm not saying you're pumping it on purpose.
And no, this no, is the kind of, you're reading a conversation or are you just, you know, telling a story?
Yeah, a little above.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving along, because we know all about what's going on with Borman and what kind of properties are there and how stormwater operates. So okay. Helpful, it's ongoing, as we've talked about.
So are you aware that when you do that, you are compromising the down feathers on the swans and any other waterfowl that is placed in that restricted ice-in area? When you do that, waterfowl die from hypothermia. I've seen photos, I've seen pictures of it. It's not a pleasant thing, I'm sure, for the geese that you've got a lot of good press on for doing what you've done. But you know there's an existing problem there. So why are you not addressing that problem in some shape, manner, or form? Yes.
Oh, I'm going to ask him.
First of all, as I and I have responded to all your emails.
Yes, you have.
Right. So
we started by you. We haven't. So
he hasn't responded. So that's number one. Number two.
No, wait. I have to correct you on that, Dan. You have not responded to my email regarding DLD. You have not responded to those.
How many emails are you sending him, sir?
Pardon?
How many emails are you sending him, sir?
I believe I sent to everybody on this commission, at least two.
I've responded to every email, including DLT, but I'm not going to get into that argument. But so I'll show you when I get to read receipts. Number two thing is you started with one of your emails about Grant East being a polluter. I said that we had pollution there. We know we have pollution there because we contacted IDEM. Mm-hmm. We are not an enforcement agency. I cannot enforce, neither can anyone else here up here enforce. IDEM is aware of it, and if you ask them, I've talked to the emergency response guy. His name is Dave. You can contact him. And I actually brought up in the email back to you that we also have a problem at Grant West, which is why you're bringing it up today. So we know that it exists. We've identified it. Actually, there was a monitor there set up at that truck stop on the west side, but that has since expired. We've notified all the proper authorities, including the Corps, but we can't enforce any of it. We're not sending swans out to die or to be whatever. They're pretty smart. And I will tell you, as much as possibly there could be some darkness in that email, there were 16 swans out there on Friday. So birds are smart too, knowing that they are not going to go into a bad situation. I'm hoping for the best. The folks from Humane Indiana thought so. It was a good idea as well as Nature Conservancy and Isaac Walton.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there.
So the point being is all the agencies that we need to notify as far as diesel and oil have been notified. And we sort of leave it at that. I can't force them to enforce
the laws. One more comment, Mr. Lee.
No, number one, IDM is not an enforcement agency. I referred it to Gary City Code.
Okay.
And duly noted. You can apply mitigation efforts to your pump stations to mitigate that oil going into the marsh areas.
Duly noted. It's an issue.
So. If you want to discuss anything with me, I'd be more than happy to discuss anything with anybody from this commission at any point in time.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Going once, going twice, bring it to the board. Mr. Whitaker.
Good evening, everyone. Hope that you continue to bring your concerns that you do note as a part of our responsibility to do watershed management. They're very enlightening. I certainly do follow through on anyone that has, a question for me or something for me to see. So glad to see that there are folks that are following up as well at the meeting. I did think that we did respond to the email that were concerns. I don't know if necessarily that they met the response that you had inquired about. The one that you mentioned regarding the, I think the second thing that you noted, I'm trying to think of what that was, with Wolverine, that isn't a new one that hasn't brought to our attention regarding the cover issue that Wolverine has discovered. I really hope that at some point, I just find it very bothersome, I guess, that Wolverine just only does their inspection. And then it's like, they get to walk away and say, don't do this because this is going to perhaps call this to our, our investment, our pipe investment, and then they turn around and they walk away. It's just like there's no culpability on their part. So I do think that there has to be some engagement at some point. But I hope that there is some engagement at some point by Wolverine, and as we all saw, it happened in Ohio. Recently, and we don't have any control over, the railroad tracks that run through here. We have our own maintenance responsibilities to help address some of the issues that may precipitate or cause what our neglect in this process could contribute to. So I would hope that there's some follow-up or follow-through with Wolverine at some point. Next point I would make is that we're coming to the close of the year, and we got a lot of work ahead of us for next year. There's some things that we've identified as things for maintenance, and there are things that the community sort of identifies and sort of helps us along. So I hope that we can continue to work together. And address the good, the bad, and the ugly of what we know and perhaps what we don't know and its potential impact on our watershed management system. And last but not least, certainly hope that everyone has a great time with their family during this time of the year. Some people, whatever you may celebrate it as in terms of what we traditionally know as Thanksgiving. Hopefully you are enjoying some time with your family as we move forward into the end of the year. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Commissioner Ware.
Just echo Commissioner's comments about the ability to spend time with the family upcoming here with the Thanksgiving holiday, and hope that everyone is safe. That is all.
Commissioner Wyszynski.
Nothing to add.
Commissioner Gostecki.
I have nothing to add. Happy holidays. So.
Commissioner Ochi.
Saying happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.
Commissioner Castellanos.
Yes, just a few comments. Because we've been promoting the Willacanton River into the public, interest has been coming up about theater groups. We'd like to do an outside theater sometime in the spring. And some senior citizens have been approached that they would like to do some type of recreational walkthrough that is, you know, still they can see some of the animals that we have and the birds. The Ottoman Society has really been promoting it also. So there's a lot of interest in that. Now, on second thought, I just like to say that I want to salute all the veterans for the programs, for the service that they did for this country for the past Veterans Day. And second, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a safe one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wickle.
Nothing yet.
Mrs. Lambert.
Nothing yet.
Next meeting's in December. It's supposed to be on the 20th. We're talking about moving it up a week. Check the website for the final. Don't want to get too close. It should be pretty straightforward. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe. Home.